More than 100 reproductive health care centers across the country are awaiting test results on letters they received this week. They expect to learn today whether the envelopes contain anthrax spores. One envelope was intercepted at a Florida post office, and its contents tested positive for anthrax bacteria in a preliminary field test. But officials caution that field tests are not reliable, and that lab tests are being done on all the samples. Clinics where abortions are performed have been the target of threats in the past, so this week they were ready, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Standard white business envelopes promising urgent security information began arriving at clinics Monday morning. They were postmarked from Columbus, Ohio, Atlanta, Chattanooga, and Knoxville, Tennessee. Within hours, national abortion rights groups had sent out warning notices that the letters contained threatening notes and an unidentified white powder. Jennifer Vreens is director of the Elizabeth Blackwell Health Center for Women in Philadelphia.
When the mail came, I put on latex gloves and took the mail to an empty room in our facility and gingerly went through the mail and found, indeed, one of these letters that we had been warned that we may receive. I isolated the letter, I put it in a bag, and called 911.
Vreen says people didn't panic. They reacted according to procedures that have been in place since 1998. That's when clinics where abortions are performed first dealt with anthrax threats. But for decades, Vreen says, clinics have been on alert.
All clinics across the country have all sorts of protocols related to bomb threats, phone threats, mail threats, physical threats. We have bulletproof glass in our facility. We have a security system. We have protocols for all types of these potential events.
Clinics have set up drills to make sure that the plans they have in place will work. What they know is that they need to keep practicing. Ann Glazer is director of the security group for Planned Parenthood of America.
One of the things that we learned from the World Trade Center is that there was so much damage to the building that the lights were out and the stairways were filled with smoke. But those people who had rehearsed evacuation drills over and over again either had equipment with them that they could manage down the stairs, or they had rehearsed so much that they knew their way down the stairs and out of the building, even in the dark.
Some of the letters to clinics were signed by the Army of God, an extremist anti-abortion group that believes in using violence against abortion providers. Donald Spitz, head of Pro-Life of Virginia, has a message for whoever did send the letters.
There are many of us who do feel that you did a courageous thing by putting yourself in danger by sending out these letters, but to know that you did save many babies, many people who support you.
The head of the National Abortion Federation, Vicky Saporta, calls this kind of attitude intolerable.
While we're certainly hoping that these are hoaxes and that none of our members' lives or health are at risk, it really is despicable for anti-choice extremists to be taking advantage of the country's angst.
Abortion rights advocates say they were not shocked by this week's threat. They say that's because the fight against violence and intimidation has become their way of life. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.